Little John, Brother, Oakland, California, May 23, 1874. Dear Brother Little John, I must write you the good news. This has been one of the best of Sabbaths to us. There were about 60 people present, including a most interesting company of about 25 who were assembled to worship God upon the Sabbath, most of them for the first time. A few observed last Sabbath. I spoke from Malachi 3, verse 16 to 18. There was the deepest interest in the meeting. Many were affected to tears. I had special freedom in speaking. The Lord indeed blessed me and blessed the word spoken to the people. In the afternoon, we had a social meeting. We had many testimonies from these who were keeping the Sabbath for the first time. Quite a number spoke who had never opened their lips in public before. They were convicted of the truth and were yielding their hearts to God. Such testimonies would have done your soul good. Those who have decided to obey the truth are the very best of society, men and women of influence. We came to Oakland to labor in connection with the tent, which has been standing in the most central part of the city for 3 weeks. We have been working earnestly to do what we could in the conversion of souls. Elders Canwright and Cornell speak every evening in the tent. Sabbath and first day, my husband and myself take a part. I speak once on Sabbath and on first day. My husband has been editing a paper, Signs of the Times, which has kept his time entirely taken up. In addition to starting this first large paper, he has printed a two-leaved advertising sheet to be circulated freely. This evening, while I am writing, my husband is speaking in the tent. We have had good success. We have out the best class of society, and as yet, we have had no opposition. The first ministers of the place came out to hear. The mayor has been several times and encourages us all he can. 25 have united with us to obey the truth, and there are as many more under deep conviction, but not fully decided. I had great freedom in speaking yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon the speaker and the hearers. In the afternoon, we had a conference meeting, and about 20 spoke for the first time. One poor prodigal who has degraded himself by liquor spoke with ability. Said he was passing and thought he would call into the tent. Said his heart was deeply affected with an influence he had never felt before to become a fully converted man. He has filled the office of head clerk at Washington, I think. The Lord is at work. We pray much for heavenly wisdom and guidance to manage this interest so that it shall redound to God's glory. We have the second 60-foot tent pitched in East Oakland this week. Elder Loughborough, my husband, and myself. Remainder missing.